fucking juju, nigga. Bad karma. I fucked up.
Yeah, I was like, oh shit, go ahead.
No, I was about to say, I got too happy. Souls even asked me during the game. It was like 80 to 50 something. I'm like, yeah, nigga, we got this. So you want to say you win it? I'm like, nah, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say it. I don't want to say it. I want to jinx it.
Nigga, now, you know what he specifically said? He specifically said, I knew this game was going to happen, man. We was about to bounce back from game one. Yes. It's exactly what I thought was going to happen. Exactly.
Fucking last curse words, nigga, before tragedy strikes. A fucking 7-0 run, 8-0 run, 8-0 run. Like, oh my God. Of course. Sure.
Were his hands in his pockets?
Eventually.
Yeah, at some point.
At some point, he reverted to putting his hands in his pockets. But now I don't know if you've seen the clip, Sage, of what a Lakers huddle looks like with Darvin Ham trying to draw a play.
Oh, I've been seeing that clip. That clip old as fuck. That clip was out when Russ was there.
I need to make sure when that was. I seen Kendrick Nunn that shit.
I'm about to say, yeah, I seen Kendrick Nunn on the bench, and that was Russ. I was talking about the one with AD, a recent one.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen that one.
That nigga AD looks. Nigga, AD gonna leave before LeBron fucking with Darvin Ham.
Yeah.
Don't worry about the wrong nigga.
Y'all know LeBron will leave, but y'all ain't never heard AD say, yeah, fuck it, nigga, I'm gone.
That nigga AD hates Ham more than anybody, bro. Oh, my God.
You talked a little crazy about the nigga, too.
Right? And then I seen what Darvin Ham said afterwards, the whole, oh, it's just frustration. He didn't mean it for real. I'm like, oh, yeah, this nigga AD is sick. This nigga sick.
All right, y'all ready?
Yes, sir.
Ready as I will be. I kind of hate basketball now.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Welcome back to another episode of the Let's Keep It A Buck podcast, episode 132 of season 5. I think we've done more than 132 episodes.
Did you just make that up?
I don't think I did. I think it's in the 130s. But welcome back to another Let's Keep It A Buck podcast. I am here with my lovely host, Damo. Say what's up to the people.
Yo.
Say what's up to the people.
I'm so excited for the NFL draft.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, listen, man. We got a great show for y'all today. We have some Celtics pack to smoke, I think.
I'm rolling it right now.
We also have some Lakers pack to smoke. I'm rolling it right now.
How the fuck is there? You know what? I have a hot take. I already got my honorable hot take already.
Mom. We may have some Phoenix Suns pack to smoke as well.
That's going in the hot take.
And another Caitlin Clark segment. It's become a podly routine now to talk about Miss Caitlin Clark. So, we got a lovely show for y'all today. Shout out to the playback viewers in the building. We got 259 in here right now. We are watching the Knicks and Sixers game in the background as well. It's 13-10 in the first quarter. Shout out to the audio listeners. I don't got a 5-star review in front of me right now, but shout out to the Spotify. Shout out to the iTunes and wherever you're listening to this too. Shout out to our YouTube guys. Appreciate y'all. Shout out to the Discord members, Twitter communities, Instagram, wherever y'all find us. Appreciate y'all from wherever you guys find us. But before we get into the topics, real quick, before we move forward, I do just want to hop on the podcast and address some of the things that have been a concern for y'all. We have been reading the comment section lately. We have made addresses. We've actually made 2 addresses now. But yeah, this should be the last one. So, you know, a lot. We've been looking at the comment section. And, you know, we've been making changes to the podcast in terms of trying to grow for the sake of audience attention. Just trying to nail that branding down. And obviously a lot of y'all have not liked that feedback. Have not liked that change, excuse me. And we have definitely taken that to heart and have made some changes that hopefully will satisfy everyone as well as, you know, hopefully help the podcast in its further endeavors to grow in the future. So effectively what's going to happen from now on is we are just going to be more concise with the podcast. We're going to be more concise with the podcast with our talking points. And long story short, the difference between what y'all see on YouTube for the free ski and what the audio guys are going to hear and what the $5 memberships is going to hear is going to be as minimal as possible. So from the audio side, y'all will probably hear our little small talk segment going into the air horn. All right. But yeah, the YouTube should not be as overly edited moving forward as per request of y'all. You know, it's crazy that y'all think we don't care about y'all, but we definitely do. We definitely care about our community and, you know, the support that y'all give us wherever platform we are with all our changes, because we do make a lot of changes. So, you know, I just want to make sure that it's made clear that we do appreciate all the support, even with these changes being made. You know, everyone that said, hey, we'll just roll with the punches. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all of y'all. Sage and Damo, do y'all have any quick words on the new changes?
Yeah, I definitely do. Look, first things first, there ain't no gaslighting either way between us to you guys or you guys to us. No more after this. Soul said it eloquently and professionally. Y'all know that's not my forte. Dog. Basically, what Soul said in a more straight up manner is the podcast. If you're the complaint, if the new complaint on the block is going to be that's potentially shorter, that's fine. But it's not going to be dumb short. Probably you guys probably won't even notice it, to be honest. But if you guys do notice the maybe 10, 20 shorter minutes, dog, nothing is getting yanked from you anymore, essentially. So there is no me and Damo talking about Michael Jackson. And then you guys don't see that. And you're like, hey, where'd the clip go? All of these things will still be free in playback. We'll be ending the podcast, but we aren't ending the live stream. So anybody in here right now, we will be having these conversations with you guys, Q&As, all these things. We'll be having them after the podcast, after we're done filming the podcast, much more laid back, much more open-minded conversations, debates, all of these things. They'll be in playback for, again, free on playback. All I say is, hey, if we miss the mark, cool, but y'all got to chill. All respect, 100%. Y'all going to take some. I know some of you niggas going to take this as gaslighting y'all or trying to take a jab at y'all. If it's a jab, so be it. Hey, we family. You jab first. I'm jabbing back, but I don't think that's the case. Y'all just got to cool it with the we don't give a fuck about y'all shit. I ain't really rocking with that. We obviously care about y'all. We try to do something. It got interpreted the wrong way, and then I'll even break the fourth wall. But behind closed doors, I'm like, yeah, we just presented it the wrong way. And that's all we needed to do. We need to make some adjustments to it. Everybody, let's cool the fuck out. We all good. We obviously care about y'all. Otherwise, we would have just kept doing what we're doing. Please, if there is any concern about the shit, so be it. Although I'll admit, at that point, in my opinion, niggas just want to be mad. But yeah, for the third time now, the podcast is essentially going to be one fluent motion. To be honest, so you didn't even have to mention the audio shit. They're not going to notice like the 30 seconds of us talking. But if they do, then I mean, that's kind of dick suck. But regardless, after we end the podcast, if you want me and Damo to argue about, Dragon Ball and Naruto or some bullshit, that's fine. Just join playback for, again, free. Perfectly fine. There's solutions to everything. Go ahead, Dom.
I'm gonna keep mine nice and sweet. Retweet Sage Line. I am gaslighting you niggas. Y'all don't really support us if you're complaining. And chat everybody at Uriah right now and tell him he eats corn the long way. Uriah, when we're done with the pod portion, I'm personally inviting you up to get your ass thraxed again in front of everybody. Give you a good old ass whooping in front of the whole class.
Now, I do want to address something else, another elephant in the room, potentially. For the recent members, especially the members that was like, oh, I need that whole pod, bought the membership, and I was like, well, what the fuck? Oh, trust and believe, nigga. I am slaving away in terms of membership content. I just seen the 20v1 shit. I might do my own or tier list for you guys coming up soon. Members, y'all just tag me in Discord. Tag up in the comment section what y'all want to react to. I'm personally making MVP content by myself, let alone with these niggas. So, again, I ain't going to cap. I think at this point, y'all niggas trying to puppet string niggas if there's an issue. But, hey, I do appreciate you guys voicing when you have an issue. We will always hear you. But I think everything after this point should be good to go. I think we're all squared away. But I appreciate you guys voicing any concern that you had.
My bad. I was muted. All right, let's go ahead and get on with the show. Let's start off with AYO Clip of the Week.
Talk to us.
Let's start off with AYO.
LMAO, bro. I'll smack the fucking side now. Let me stop.
All right. After segment showing Jack Eichel cutting his stick with a saw, ESPN studio show saw PK Subban say, "I'm not a carpenter, but I do carry around a hammer." Steve Levy say, "Yes, you do, so I've heard." And Mark Messier just looking to the camera. Let's play the clip.
Dallas game 2 coming up. The tools with what Jack Eichel was. We used to do that by hand. We used to have the old hand saw going through there.
Yeah, not a power tool?
Not a power tool.
Interesting.
We had a lot of injuries with the guys I played with a power tool.
You know, you think
I was going to say something. I'm not going to say it.
Those guys do it themselves, yeah.
Yeah.
What were we going to say? Why don't you say it now on TV?
I was going to say, yeah. I'm not a carpenter, but I carry around a hammer. Anyway, right. Go on.
Yes, you do. I have heard. Dallas, game two.
That's not even letting the intrusive thoughts win. You literally identify the intrusive thoughts as a bad thought and then still set. Yo, and why'd it have to be the brother, man? Oh, man. Goddamn, bro. No Diddy.
Dumbo, you're muted.
He's the one with the hammer. I don't know what to tell you.
Chat, y'all couldn't hear any of that? It might have just been low. It might have just been low, y'all.
I heard that shit loud as hell. Yeah, you couldn't hear
that. But yeah, the quotes are right there. So hella ayo. I ain't gonna lie.
Long story short, that shit was gay. it was pretty crazy.
All right. Y'all might have to cut this out on the edit.
Oh my god.
Whatchamacallit. Damo and Sage, y'all might have to share the links if the playback, because playback can go here and need the links the way it's set up right now.
Oh, got you.
All right, hold on. I'm going to send y'all the.
Oh.
Yo, did niggas. I'm sorry. I know we're doing the pod. Did niggas just not see Embiid pull a flagrant six?
What did he do?
Oh, he got knocked on the ground. And while he was on the ground, Mitch Robinson got the ball. He was about to go up, and he just grabs his knee from the ground and tries to pull him down from his leg. This shit was weird.
That's crazy. God.
What the hell?
Like, a non-basketball play, like, the dirtiest shit I've ever seen. Like, he's laying on the ground. He didn't get the call, so he sat up, grabbed that nigga's knee, like, with both his hands, and just yanked him. I'm like, god damn.
All right. Sage, go look to your right, or Dama, look to your right. Go to the private chat. This is going to be hot take or hot ass. We got two hot take or hot ass. We will give feedback on if these takes are ass or not.
All right, there we go. Oh, almost doxed the DMs. All right. Hot take or hot ass. Let's see what the fuck he's talking about. I don't even want to read.
If you in the league.
God damn it. I don't even want to read this shit. Hot take or hot ass. Here we go.
If you in the league and you average 15 more or more of the points, that's considered killing.
Depend on your role.
I don't care what your role is. If you can average 15, at least 15 points in the league, you killing. Anything under 15, you're just killing, you cool.
You're not killing. You're not killing.
It's cool, killing, and killer.
You're not killing, man.
What the fuck is this? Keith Bogans?
Number 15.
15 is.
I don't know who the other dude is.
Hey, I'm not knocking nobody.
You're killing in the league.
You're not killing. We don't talk like that. Come on now. If you're a six man and you're averaging 15, you're killing. You're coming in like Crawford and Lou
Why
Will.
Why you got to be a six man to average 15 and you're killing?
I found all the players averaging 15 this year. Let's just go 15 to 16 points. All
right, let me hear the players.
What a killer.
Let's
at?
See. I'm going to tell you if they
John kill. Collins of Utah. He killing?
He killing. That's a small sample size, dog. Right, no. He ain't played a lot.
Now we keep going. Derek White.
No. Derek White's killing.
He's not killing.
Yes, he is, dog.
He's solid.
Killing. He's killing.
Keegan no. Murray.
Killing.
No.
Killing. He the reason Warriors got put
he
up.
He had a great game. He killed in that game. He had 30. He didn't have 15.
Malik Monk.
Malik Monk is killing.
Come on.
So Jaden Ivey.
No.
Jaden Ivey's killing. He's all right. He's on weak team.
Listen, you're not killing with 15.
You killing.
DiVincenzo.
Killing.
No.
Killing.
Brunson is killing. Let me tell you,
Brunson is killer.
I see what
you're killing or killer.
I feel my boy cuz trying to say. All right. So I understand what's going on. So first of all, I actually unironically agree more with Paul Pierce than my boy cuz that I cannot identify. Sorry, I know casual part 578. But all shit aside, I do think they're arguing semantics, but ultimately, I do also think, to a degree, Paul Pierce is onto something now. I don't think you have to average 15 to be a killing caliber player or anything like that. If you're a damn good defender, I think you're a killer defensively. So, just fuck that, huh? But I definitely would say that in terms of, the way that he had the tiers of killing, killer, and killingest, a murderer, whatever the tears was. Yeah, I see where he's coming from. And he makes sense. He's just using really weird verbiage over it, and that's throwing the ball cuz off. Both, I see where both of them are trying to say, in my opinion.
Dama, how you feel about it? 15 points per game, is that killing?
I mean, yeah, in the grand scheme of things, I do think it's killing. If you look at the average points per game in the NBA, and if and I don't know what the average is, but if it's six, if it's 6 points, 8 points, and you give it 15 to the best league in the world, think you're killing. Think you're killing
kind
it.
Kind of a universal bucket, right?
I think you're killing it, but that's just me. Now, I don't know who this nigga is, but to say we don't say that, I mean, he at least got to be a pro hooper. So I don't know. I mean, everybody has different verbiage they like to use. Some people get turned off and threw off by certain words. Shaq hates the word phenomenal for people. Hey, everybody can't be phenomenal. And Keith Bogans Jr., everybody can't be killing it. So I get it.
I think 15 now definitely wasn't the same 15 like a decade ago. Like statistically speaking, if you look at how many 25 point per game scorer there are, how many even like we got two motherfuckers that were on pace to average 34 this year. Like that is not normal. If Joel Embiid was healthy, so yeah, like 20 used to be. Oh my god, he's averaging 20. This is insane. But nah, I think if you're in the best league in the league and you're averaging on an average night. So that means out of 7 days out of the week, you might even have some 18, 19, 20s in there. May have a 30. You may have a 13, you know. But to average out at 15, you're a bucket. You're a bucket. I don't know. Maybe it's the difference between like a superstar and an all-star conversation, right? What's a superstar? What's an all-star? It's kind of similar to that. Elite. The difference between being elite and a superstar. But nah, it's a hella semantic-y conversation.
Yeah, I think, I agree. Their only disconnect was literally the word killing. But yeah, I guess to kind of give a concrete answer, because I know the goal of this bit is to say, do I agree with the hot take or not? Ultimately, I'll actually say no, only because I don't think it has to be 15. And I'm not one of these charity-ass NBA players never do wrong kind of guys, but there's a lot of players that don't necessarily average 15 that I'm like, hold on now. That's a damn good player that you're about to say isn't a killer. Are you crazy?
Bobo, right? Right?
Yeah.
Bobo. Next topic. All right. Next up, I don't need y'all to share. Bobby Portis after game two versus Indiana. I believe Indiana won game two, right? Mm-hmm. This is Bobby Portis after the game. I mean, just quite frankly, the front runners, bro. Y'all can just tweet that or whatever it is, bro. When the shit going good, they're laughing, clapping, all of that. When it's going bad, they're not saying anything. And I'm not going to lie, man. Can we define what front running is at this point? Can we just do that? Is this a good take? Or first of all, let's define what front running is. And second of all, is Bobby Portis right about the Indiana Pacers? Are they front runners?
I'm going to do the inverse of what you just said because I'm insubordinate or whatever that word is. First off, no, Bobby's not cooking only because who the hell does this not apply to in humanity? 9 times out of 10, when shit is going good, we laugh, we smile, we have fun, we celebrate. When shit's going bad, what the fuck you want me to say? It's just like I ain't going to lie. So like, I don't like this specific definition. Now, if you think they're front runners, for me, a front running basketball team is a team that if they get going in the first quarter, I think it's pretty simple, actually. If they get going in the first quarter, they can ride momentum better than most teams in the NBA. A lot of teams kind of do like the yo-yo thing, and then they get that knockout punch and it's over. But if you're a front running team, oh, you up 10, that's over with. No matter what happens, you can even cut it to 5. You're going to hit a three, and now you're up 12 or whatever that math is. I think that's what makes a front runner. I think people that are calm, cool, and collected and can hold on to a lead. However, the slanderous part of being a front runner is if you're even down 3. Oh, man. Like, you go up 2, then you're down 4, then you're really down 8. Like, you don't have the ability to fight back. So I think that's where the slanderous term front runner comes from.
Celtics. Go ahead, Dama.
I mean, I think in the term of how it's used in the NBA, at least how the casuals use it, I mean, he's right. They are a front-running team by his definition, just like every team in the NBA for the most part. It is rare to find a team who's laughing, joking, kikiing when they're losing. That gets a bad rap. That looks like you're not taking it serious. So, yeah, nigga, everybody's like that. Y'all were like that the four games y'all lost. Well, now five games. Y'all lost to the Pacers. Y'all weren't fucking laughing and joking. It wasn't kikis and ha-has. Y'all were telling niggas to be humble. Honestly, you a hater. And let's be real, Bobby. You already know we got smoke. So I don't even – I hope no one expected me to come up here and really, you know, condone your bullshit behavior because you a front runner. Because it was all kiki and ha-has on your little microphone. And then when times got tough, times got hard with this podcast and shit, what was your last episode, nigga? Exactly. Front runner.
I think this just goes back to the whole conversation about trash talking we've been having. It's like, when at this point, when is the right time to trash talk? Because if you're trash talking when you're down, scoreboard pussy. When you're trash talking when you're up, you're front running. When you're trash talking in the regular season, why are you excited about a regular season game? And I swear to God, if you try to trash talk this in the first round, you flexing first round wins? You're so fucking excited about winning in the first round? Like, all right, dude. I think the NBA has a no one cares problem that we really need to address at some point. I feel like unless it's conference finals and on, like, nothing matters now to y'all, bro. Like, this shit is crazy.
I do agree with that. That's corny. However, and Dama, I'm going to let you go because I see you was trying to talk. I will say the solution to trash talk, good trash talk, because, hey, I'm TSSH. How you doing? I'm a shit-talking expert. I just let other motherfuckers on the podcast do what they got to do, but I can shit-talk with the best of them. And I say the solution to being a good shit-talker is shit-talk all the time. Like, Souls, you're kind of right, but, like, the answer's fucked up. You just always talk shit. you can't say I only talk shit when I lose when I'm talking shit and I'm losing and I sound crazy. You can't say I only talk shit when I win because I was talking shit when I was losing. You can't say I'm talking shit when we not even playing anything because that's just who I am. So ultimately, the solution to being a good shit talker is to just talk shit the entire time. Maybe that's what Bobby wants, but then that's too easy to put somebody as a front runner when you're losing. If you get your ass beat, if me and Damo start boxing and Damo just one hit a quitters the way that chat envisions any person 6 foot up, just one hit a quitters, I'm just out like these. Oh shit gang style, right? And then motherfucking and then I sit up. You wouldn't want me to talk shit. So the idea that you would call me a front runner if I knock Damo out is crazy. Who's talking shit after getting knocked out? But the answer to your question is to just talk shit all the time.
And I was going to say, I'll take it a step further. I don't think it's a case of people not caring. I think this is a huge case of something is going to offend somebody all the time. Like, no matter what you do, it's going to be offensive. And even the shit that niggas deem they like or they deem good behavior, if someone you don't like does it, you're going to fucking hate it. Case in point, a nigga like Allen Iverson. If there was a basketball player that moved how Allen Iverson moved now, you niggas would hate him. Case in point, John Wall. John Wall moved 30% of the way AI moved. And you niggas called him a thug, a gang member. He didn't take basketball serious. If he was seen not at a basketball court, oh my God, get in the goddamn gym. Like, niggas hated John Wall at the end of his tenure with the Wizards. They felt he did not take shit serious.
That's yeah, I feel like the constant trash talkers are right now, like Draymond and Pat Bev are the first two to come
Dylan
out.
Brooks.
Dylan Brooks. They're not
niggas
Lakers.
Hate Dylan Brooks.
Dylan's a good one. Dylan's a good one.
Niggas hate Dylan Brooks.
And I like Dylan Brooks. He was just fucking with the Lakers. I know y'all going to say I'm lying because he was fucking with the Lakers, dog. Like, I actually miss Dean. I think me and Domo had a conversation, whether it was online or offline. Like, damn, I kind of miss the Grizzlies, bro. Like, it was kind of like fun playing them niggas, bro. Especially because we could beat them. But more so, they just talked a lot of shit. It was fun.
Niggas is saying it's because he sucks. No, you niggas hated when he was coming out dance. When the niggas danced before the games, niggas hated him.
Yeah,
I'm gonna hear that shit. Niggas were dancing before the game. Yo, look at these niggas not taking shit serious. Y'all think y'all good in the West because John said it. Now y'all out here dancing to TikToks. Y'all hated them niggas. Hated them. Talking about, oh no, it's because they suck. No, the fuck they didn't. They was coming out.
Yeah, y'all go.
Oh, the dance?
Had niggas sick. Had niggas sick today. Sick to my stomach, fam. Isn't that what the Canadian bitch said? Sick.
You cheese me, dog.
You cheese me, bro. All right, man. Let's move on. Let's move on to hot take of the week. I don't got Omar sound, so I guess I'm gonna do the air horn. I'm gonna go ahead and start it off.
Okay.
And I got my hot take, but I honestly want to have a conversation with y'all first. I just use hot take of the week as my topic of the week at this point, man. Fuck it. Okay, I'm about to force a hot take. All right. So this is from NBA Central. He said, this is from Stephen A. Smith on the Boston Celtics. I think if Ime Udoka were coaching this team, they would have won the title last year after last night's loss. And then as a timeline, yo, we did not used to blame coaches as much as we do now. What changed? Because I think, you know, even as recent as, let's say, 2016, I think the tides really shifted, what, 2018, 2019? Like, when a team collapsed, when a team choked it up, the number one blame was to the player. Not to say that players don't get shitted on now, but like coaches were just kind of in the back burner of things. Like all the smoke was for the players. But I feel like now every time a team chokes it up, every time a team underperforms, the first point of action that people do is blame the coach. So I want to ask y'all, like, when did that change for y'all? And what changed? Like what caused the change?
I mean, you could go. I've started every subject.
In terms of people blaming the coach,
if you disagree too, if you don't think, you know,
I'm about to say, I personally do disagree. As long as I can remember, niggas have always blamed coaches if shit goes wrong. I'm gonna just stick it to fans because I'm not gonna act like I was just having these all-knowing basketball debates in fifth grade. Like I'm just not gonna do that. I was a Laker fan. I was in a house of Laker fans. The only basketball conversations I heard were either between my stepdad and his friend groups who were Laker fans talking about their team, or when I went to the barbershop with my stepdad who was a Laker fan, and then niggas in the barbershop liked who they liked, and then I heard barbershop talk. That was the only time growing up until I was in about eighth, ninth grade when I really started having basketball conversations intelligently by myself or just based off what I was watching. I think niggas have always blamed coaches. I can remember niggas blaming Phil Jackson for, like, dumb decisions or shit like that. Like, I remember niggas blaming Phil Jackson for why Pau Gasol was so soft. Dumbest shit in the world, but I remember that conversation. I remember
let me say this before I just move forward, because I'm just, like, coaches have always been held accountable to a certain degree, but do you at the very least believe there's a different level of accountability now versus back then? Like, it's definitely, like, risen, or is it the same to you?
Still think it's the same.
You still think it's the same? Okay.
Maybe it's risen because of social media and because of how much access we have to every team and what's going on with every team. So maybe it's a bigger magnifying glass on it. But just from when I can remember being a kid, listening to basketball conversations amongst adults, niggas have always blamed coaches for why a player sucked, a team lost, a player missed, a player didn't get to shoot. Niggas always blame coaches.
Yeah, I hate to be the retweeter here, because I always try my best to give a unique take, but I'm not going to lie. I barely, if at all, disagree with what Damo said. As in Damo, I'm not going to act like I'm the professor of basketball talk even today. Y'all think I'm a casual part 579. But I will say, in the barbershop, hell, even conversations with my dad, nigga, they would all the time, I'm like, yo, Kobe really beat the shit out of Kevin Garnett. He sucks. He's stupid. I'm like, well, that's probably Doc. the unks will always bring up coaching or any of those things. I say that to say, maybe Souls, to be fair, maybe our generation is just getting hip to coaching because we're just growing up and understand not only just business, but understand more levels of basketball outside of the players on the court. Because like, we only knew Hall of Fame coaches. Like, gun to the back of your head, name 10 2010s coaches when you're 16, you might be cooked. So it's like, ooh, Phil's a Knicks guy, Sage. What are we doing? So it's like over with. But in terms of identifying issues in the game. And we talk about basketball conversations evolving all the time. I do think some of that plays a part in it as well. Case in point, advanced stats, Twitter. Oh, my God. Well, some de-evolution there. But Twitter takes all of these things. So, sure, you could chalk it up to evolution. But I wouldn't even say that. I think it's just a matter of our generation just growing up and realizing that it's more than just the five players on the court. And I'd say this has always been a thing.
Yeah, I get. I'm looking at the replies right now, and that is what a decent amount of people are saying. And I guess we can have this debate because some people disagree with it as well. I'll bring up the replies actually.
Yeah, go ahead.
Essentially, it's a debate between, you know, have fans just raised the importance of coaches? Like we used to minimize their importance for real, and now we know their importance. Or is it a case of? Let me bring up his reply. I think he's deep here though. Pause. Wait, hold on. Make sure there's. I don't know. Someone said it's a way to just take away accountability from players because of the soft ass generation that doesn't want to blame players and the coaches are an easy scapegoat. I think it's I don't know. I think it's half and half. I feel like the coaches now are just an easy scapegoat for people.
No, that's definitely true. You don't even have to be long winded there, especially the idea of. Fans over time changing from I'm a fan of X player, I mean X team to X player. Oh yeah, some people immediately, damn bad L coach LGM plus ratio.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I don't know. Essentially, my hot take going into it was I feel like even just recently with how many coaches have been fired, we've had so many conversations on the pod about it. I think coaches are they're getting way too much slack. Way too much hate, in my opinion. We need to hold players just a little bit more accountable. I think we need to hold GMs way, way, way more accountable. And because for me, I don't know. It's just, again, maybe this is biased. It feels like every time a team chokes, the blame on the coach is like 40% damn near. It feels like
infinite 40, 50. Because at the end of the day, you didn't make the adjustment and you're a playoff team. But we ignore either A, the roster just not being good enough, or B, the player that is on said roster not playing well enough. And we try to justify them because oftentimes if your favorite team's best player didn't play well, you want to say, I still think he's top five. I still think he's top 10. So as a result, who are you going to blame? The person that controlled how we played the game. It's a very simple formula. Unfortunate formula. Sometimes the coaches are held, but sometimes they are more than held accountable. I think the worst part about coaches losing their job is, one, they're losing their job, but two, most importantly, 90% of the time when we're talking about these Eastern Conference final, hell, even finals teams, and blaming the coach so badly we want them fired, dog, who the hell you think gonna walk in there? Joe? So let me stop, bro. But yeah, and I mean, I know what you think about Joe. You're not even offended by that. So it's like, man, but no, I agree with that part of your hot take for sure.
All right, let's go ahead and move. Damo, you got any last words on that? Or?
No.
All right, let's go ahead and move on. Y'all got your hot takes. Sage, we'll start off with you. Hot take.
All right, well, I have a micro one that's kind of trolly, maybe not clippy at all, and or I'm missing it, and this is a major clip. I don't think Lakers pack deserves to be a top three pack if we get swept. I really don't. Like, when you really consider shit, when you really objectively look at these things, as funny as it is, because, you know,
we're the Lakers, so duh.
But objectively speaking, dog, let's just put every team's potential pack in the air and let's talk about it. If the Bucks lose to the Pacers, I think that pack's crazy. I think that pack is kind of crazy. If the Cavs lose, if the Celtics lose to the fucking Heat,
that's the biggest pack of
this. Yeah, I'm about to say, like, come on, bro. So that's instant too. Then at this point, Knicks pack, nah, I wouldn't necessarily do that. Joel Embiid came back. Everybody saw that. So fair. Cavs Magic, y'all don't even care about them like that. I could see that as well. But we're talking like if the Thunder lose to the Pelicans, look, dog, I know y'all like the Thunder. That is crazy. That is insane. But I got this. I got the safest one, and this is why I said top three, because I understand y'all not going to say the Thunder. Dog, if them Suns get fucking cooked by the T-Wolves. Oh, shit.
That's a top three.
Come on. That is top three. So what I'm saying is ultimately, niggas are going to disagree because, you know, this logo. Oh, shit. Oh, this fuckhead, too. But this logo. Because we are the Lakers. But I'm not going to lie. Of all possible packs, Laker pack low-key ain't even top three. Now, it is a pack of smoke. We are probably number four, for sure. And it's also probably going to end up being top three because I don't think all the other three packs that I'm saying are possible will actually happen, hence the word if. But that's my micro hot take, man. I don't know if y'all.
Wait, real quick, why is the Suns pack not better than the
Suns pack? Isn't necessarily because the Suns as a team are better than the T Wolves as a team, but one, many people were talking about how the T Wolves shouldn't beat the Suns because the Suns always beat the T Wolves, and two, most importantly, Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal, Devin Booker. I don't need to talk about how the standard of Kevin Durant will be. If he loses in the first round without Curry again, I don't need to explain that to you. Bradley Beal, you came to the team to try to not necessarily even ring chase. Well, you kind of did, but definitely to get out of a bad situation in Washington. And, you know, you're not making it out the first round again. And then Devin Booker, here we are thinking that you're solidified. The number one spot is a two guard and Anthony Edwards outplays you. Tough. So that is definitely third for me for sure. Now, I'm not excluding notoriety of the Lakers. That's why I'm saying ultimately we are four. But the idea that a 2-7 seed that lost to a team 8 straight times is a top three pack to some of you guys is literal nothing but fuck LeBron, fuck AD, fuck the Lakers. Darvin Ham jokes are fun.
Okay.
But I have a different hot take if that was asked.
That's good.
I don't mind it at all. My hot take, I feel like my hot take is going to be asked because I just want to get my I told you so's out the way now. Listen, this isn't even a – well, no, it's a hot take in here. This is a short story. Friend of the show.
I knew you was doing this, bet.
Friend of the show, holla. You know, we had a certain dweeb in our community in the space – decided to bring up a dumbass mute point about lowering women's rims so they can dunk to get engagement. And the classic argument from me, Omar, and Dre, does dunking really matter? Do y'all care about dunking? Blah, say blah. And holla, Mr. Devil's Advocate, and my hot take this week being, sometimes you don't need a Devil's Advocate in the room. Sometimes you can just agree with people. We don't have to force arguments for conversation's sake. We can just find something else to talk about that we actually disagree on. Because what happens is you end up looking stupid when people put information in your face and you've been found out to be a Yatty Cathy, a Yappy Cathy, a Yappatron 3000, a master in Japanese.
My dog Holla going outside, bro. Not too much, man.
Holla says, let Omar, Damo, and Trey tell you, and Dre tell you, views will happen regardless, blah, blah, blah. Female high school hooper tries to get a dunk. It misses. This, that, and the third. I tell Holla, they don't even put her name in the caption, which they did it. How much does it really matter? You know, matter of fact, let me go board for board. They ain't even put her name in the caption, and even if she did dunk, my point would have been proven because no one would have just became a fan of her because no one really cares about dunking. It would have been a cool little clip, but you're not going to go out your way to find her because they don't even put her name in the caption. He tells me I'm moving a goalpost. I ask him, who is this? I asked him, who is this? Who is this female hooper? Just random female hooper, right? Mm-hmm. Someone who can't dunk is his response. Now, I wish that's I had right. a soundboard. She is literally the face of female dunking right now. Literally, Toby Fournier, Canadian women's basketball player, multitude of videos spanning back 2 years, thousands and thousands and thousands of views of her dunking the basketball. She's literally being crowned the dunk champ of women. And what does he say? I meant can dunk. It was a typo.
Womp, womp.
I meant can dunk. It was a typo.
I mean, there ain't really nothing to follow up. Holla, you my dog, but you got fucked up, gangy. I'm sorry, bro.
Come on, man.
Yeah. You just boxing the wrong league. Hey, pick your battles, chat. I always tell y'all pick your battles, man.
Listen, man, I do have another hot take. Ladies and gentlemen. I believe LeBron James tonight is going to get 42.5 points plus rebounds plus assists on the sponsor of this podcast. Mm-hmm. Prize Picks, okay, ladies and gentlemen. Shout out to Prize Picks for being the sponsor of today's episode. Our favorite way to play daily fantasy sports, and we believe it should be yours as well. I'm going to show you guys how to make a lineup tonight. I'm going to show you guys how to make a lineup tonight and hopefully win some money in the process, okay? I'm going to go ahead and share my screen right here. Boom. This is what the screen looks like. Go ahead and sign up with the link in the description down below. Log in on their website or download the app. As you can see right here, LeBron James, 42.5 PRA. I think he can get more than that. Damo, 49.5 PRA on Jokic. How you feeling on that?
Just do it. You said Damo, but just do it.
49.5. That's
crazy. Take the less.
Take the less.
He's getting less
than got him this game. We got him this game. Take
Sage,
the less.
39.5 points plus rebounds on Anthony Davis.
Oh, that he probably actually is getting more than 39.5. So yeah. Yeah, okay. He's getting more than that. He's getting more than that for sure. That's looking like a good lineup. A promising lineup right there.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and put $20 on this lineup right here. Place entry. And boom, that is how you make a lineup on Prize Picks, all right? And thanks to our friends over at Prize Picks, if you guys use code LKIAB, you guys can get 100% deposit match up to $100. Using code LKIB. Links to everything will be in the description down below. And shout out to Prize Picks for sponsoring this podcast. Appreciate y'all, man.
Use code LKIB.
Links to everything will be in the description. All right, man. Dom, are you muted?
Almost said under so bad. Oh, my God. I almost said it. I almost. I caught myself. I was like, take the less. I almost said under. Oh, my God.
Hey, well, this part ain't gonna make it, you know. So
facts.
I'm glad that you're on 20. I thought I was gonna have to save your ass with the lineup, gang. I'm glad you're on 20.
Oh man, yeah, he said lineup. I was like, thank God.
I was prepared to talk over you, bro. I had
this button locked and loaded.
It hit my memory the moment that nigga said lineup. I was like, oh shit, we do.
It was before that. The second he did the read, I was like, oh, please don't fuck this up, dog.
This is why we need to edit the podcast. But nevertheless, we move on.
Yeah. Once he already said that, I said, yeah, they're snipping this. Yeah, once he said they were snipping this up. Look, man. What do we got? Subject? We got next subject?
Oh, It's the main event, man. Listen, there's a big elephant in the room. It's me.
A green one or there it is. Yeah, it's a green one.
Green elephant in the room. There's one big zero on my wall right there that we need to address, and his team. Ladies and gentlemen, last night, game two in Boston on Causeway Street, the number 8 Miami Heat go up against the number 1 Boston Celtics without Jimmy Butler, without Terry Rozier, and the Boston Celtics lose by 10. Tying up the series. Apparently, it's the biggest upset since the Clippers beat the Warriors in 2019 when the Clippers had like Pat Bev in them. The biggest upset, single game upset in the playoffs since then. So, y'all go first, man. Thoughts on last night's game? Does it affect what y'all think about the rest of the series? All of that.
Yes, it does. Heat in five. Heat win these. Not gonna lie, they just don't want it. They just don't want it. Sorry, let me stop. I do think that Boston is still gonna win. I'm not gonna overreact. It'd be funny, and I hope so for the sake of not having to hear a bunch of Laker, LOL, you lost guys hitting me up. So I hope Boston loses and gets that unanimous number one pack. But I mean, y'all even got Buddy doing Tatum dances in Tatum jerseys now. So it was that bad.
He got clapped on Twitter. Did you see that?
Yeah, he got clapped on Twitter. That's how bad it truly is. Like it was an awful loss.
End of an era.
Bam didn't even get going in the first quarter, but then in the fourth quarter looked like the best player on the court when Jason Tatum is on the court. Speaking of Jason Tatum being on the court, dog, his help didn't look that good either. What the fuck, KP? I ain't gonna lie. I'm over here watching the game, testing out for VIPs and playback. Playback's free, by the way. Check it out. But we're over here quizzing niggas for VIPs. And I'm like, damn, now I think about it. Has KP scored? So then I hop on the PlayStation after all the shit. And I'm like, yo, how many points did KP have, y'all? Oh, man, Sage, that nigga had like a bucket. a bucket? a bucket? Like, yo, are you kidding me? Like, I didn't remember him scoring the ball at all, let alone getting a bucket. So, no, it was bad. I'm not going to lie. And this is my problem with Boston time in and time out. I'm going to let Dama go because I'm long-winded. But all I'm going to say is I've thought the Celtics were contenders even as early as 2018, even though technically I didn't have a shot in hell of them beating Golden State. But everyone else, I thought they were that damn good. They've been this damn good for about 6 years. They've had the best roster in the league from top to bottom for about four, in my opinion. But they just, for some reason, inexplicably, impossibly, somehow lose these easy-ass games. So do I think they'll get past Miami? Yes, but this is my exact reason why I don't think they're winning a championship.
Everything, honestly, everything I thought about y'all was confirmed with that loss. Everything that I thought about Miami was disproved by that win.
Womp womp. Type shit.
Really?
I
am him. Oh my god.
So, that's so bad. I come back to release. That's crazy. What was the last thing I said? Oh yeah, everything I knew about the Heat was proven wrong because they beat y'all. Hey man, there's not too much dancing around this I can do. There's not too many gritties I can hit because I am a Laker fan. So it's only so much I can say in these playoffs. But that is coming from an embarrassed fan. That's got to be embarrassing, man. Like,
yeah.
And coming from a team that coming from a fan of a team that's playing their boogeyman. God damn, y'all boogeyman sucks. Oh my god, I couldn't imagine the Lakers losing to a Jokic-less, Jamal Murray-less Nugget. Oh my god,
Kenny Rozier, Jamal Murray now.
I wouldn't. I'm saying
the best player not being there. Whoever you want to
be. Aaron Gordon-less Jokic.
Yeah. Sorry.
You know what, man? All right, let me get my shit off, man.
Go ahead. You got a game.
Yeah, it's your clip.
It surprises me. And it doesn't. You know what I'm saying? Did I think the Celtics were going to win last night? Absolutely. Did I think the Celtics were going to sweep? I'm going to be honest with you. I believed it. Did I think the Miami Heat was going to break their all-time three-point record against us? No. So that's where it surprised me. But it didn't. You know what I'm saying, Chad? It just is what it is. It's the experience of being a Celtics fan. It's never easy. It's never an easy road. You can even go back all the way to 2008, bro. We faced a 37-win Atlanta Hawks team in the first round as a 66-win team, fully healthy, and they took us to seven. We went to seven against LeBron and friends in the second round. And then the Pistons took us to six, and then, you know, we went to six in the finals. But for a team that was supposed to be the OG super team, even that year had some dramatics. The last 2 years have had a lot of dramatics as a Celtics fan. And I think this is just a part of the course. This is just a part of the process. Am I going to overreact after game two? Yeah, because I want my clip, okay? I'm not a businessman. I'm a businessman. All right. Do I have the Celtics still winning this series? Absolutely. But nothing was really confirmed. Like with Damo, nothing was really confirmed nor denied last night. Like everything I thought about this team is what it is. The offense gets stagnant as shit. Eric Spoelstra is clearly the better coach. He is definitely one of those dudes where you don't want to bet against him. I don't care who's on the floor. Whoever is going to be on the floor is going to be well coached. They're going to put up a battle of some sort. And you just don't count them out in any specific game. There's always a chance of them winning. I want to shout out Tyler Hero. He had a playmaking masterclass out there with 14 assists. Jovic was giving them good minutes as well. Bam Adebayo, again, looked like Kevin Garnett out there. Was actually scoring buckets. And then on the other side, we got East Darvin Ham. We got East Darvin Ham. All right. You might not think he's as bad as Darvin Ham, but the premise is the same. You got a shit ton of talent in front of you. Know how to utilize it. And the fact that when the Heat were going on a run, Jason Tatum while having a good game was just sitting on the bench. What are we doing? Instead of having his hands in his pockets, he got his hands on his hip like this. It's the same shit, dude. He just got a different fucking skin. This shit is insane. And then Jrue Holiday, definitely Bucks fans warned me about his playoff woes. And I took it seriously when they first, you know, brought it up. He is closer to Marcus Smart than what a lot of people think, for better or for worse. We did not see Kristaps Porzingis last night. That was Tingus Pingus. That was the dude we were slandering while playing with Luka. Shout out to Jaylen Brown. He definitely improved that left hand. But we move on, man. I said after game one on the pod, too. What was there to be happy about? Job not finished. I do want to ask y'all this, though. I do want to ask y'all this regarding this, because I was talking about it on my stream, too. Do y'all think you can respect your opponent too much in sports?
Respect them too much?
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of teams go into a game or a series on some, like, you know, don't underestimate your opponent because if you do, you know, it's going to bite you in the ass type shit. Always respect them and play your best.
Yeah, so it would have to... I think technically no, but in the terms of what we're talking about, of a 100% to dumb it down to the furthest degree, yeah, it's called overestimating your opponent. I'm not gonna lie. If you're sitting back like, yo, Giannis is one of the best players in the world, step up on that three. Oh, what the hell? Let him shoot. Like he made the last two ones. No, he's gonna miss the third, fourth, and fifth. Just back up. Like, what are we doing? If we lose the honest threes tonight, then go for it. So yeah, for sure you can over respect, or if respect isn't the word, and I, in my opinion, maybe that's semantic-y, but I actually would say it's probably not the word. But overestimate your opponent, yeah, all day.
I 100% believe that you can over respect your opponent. We've seen it plenty of times. I personally think when you go into a series, how Toronto handled playing LeBron back in the mid-2010s is a clear case of a team overly respecting somebody. That is the best example I can give. Can't even lie. DeMar DeRozan sitting on the podium saying, I mean, we would have won if we had LeBron too, is why that's overly respect. So, yeah, I absolutely agree.
Sage, if you can bring up that clip on the right side, that's Jason Tatum after – the game in his post-game conference. A lot of the Celtics as well had the same sentiment. Porzingis said something similar. Kuz, if you can get that clip while you're here. I believe John Mazzulla says something similar as well. But yeah, let's play this clip real quick.
This is Jason Tatum with the game on the line. Sorry, all right, let's go.
Can you turn up?
Yeah, he quiet as fuck. It's all the way up.
Shit, okay.
Yeah, he's so fucking quiet, and I'm buffering. My internet's not good. 1 second.
Moment in the series, trying to get a pace going to Miami. Do you see your pace is reversing at this point? Is this just how a series go? How do you divide it?
I mean, we knew it wasn't going to be easy. That's a lot of history between these two franchises, especially recently. Regardless of seeding or who's in and who's out, it's the playoffs, and especially with that team, you know.
They can't. I don't think they can hear. They're saying no audio.
Yeah, it's very fucking low.
Yeah, it's gonna be the same on the YouTube side.
In the playoffs and playing at the highest level.
Don't want to speak up too, bro.
Oh my god, he's talking away from the mic. It's just bad clip.
All right, hold on. Yeah, just share the tweet. I'll read it.
Yeah, I'm about to say it's a bad clip. But essentially for those, wait, just share the tweet. Ain't you got it right there?
Oh yeah, I got it. No.
I'm like, what you mean? yeah, essentially, Tatum is kind of low key. Like, I wouldn't say glazing, but it's a matter of like, all right, bro.
It's the fact that this is a literal op.
Yeah, it's your literal op, bro. Like, lock in, bro.
Yeah, so Jason Tatum's assessment of the loss, we knew it wasn't going to be easy. There's a lot of history between these two franchises, especially recently. Regardless of seeding, who's in or who's out, it's the playoffs. It's never going to go how people expect it to go. And again, I don't want to make it seem like, you know, don't respect your opponent. Don't take them seriously, because obviously that will bite you in the ass, and that's how upsets happen if you go into a series with that mentality. But also, on the other side, I also feel as if when you're a 66-win team with the talent that they got, dog, like, going up against this team hobbled up, I don't think you go into the series on some, but we got to respect Miami, man. You know, they're just so well coached. You know every game is going to be tough with them. Just, that's just what you got to expect. Like, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes when you go into a series or something competitive, if you're the big dog, you got to act like the big dog from start to finish. And I just, game one, I kind of sort of got that energy after Caleb Martin decked Jason Tatum. I understand that was controversial. But game two, it was just, bro, put the fucking foot down. I don't know. I didn't like the energy in game two whatsoever, dog.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, Souls. I'm calling you out on this because I've always thought that you've been a little bit too, not underestimating of your Celtics, but too, like, oddly passive of your Boston Celtics. And maybe subconsciously you know that they're not as good as marketed or whatever. But, like, for example, like the whole contenders debate that we had on Playback for free, where you're talking about when they were contenders is one thing. But, like, the idea that, like, y'all are, like, scared of the Heat. Like, bro, y'all damn near won 70 games. What are we talking about? Bro, if y'all don't go there and sweep the Jimmy Butler-less Heat, how the hell are y'all sitting there like, hold on now, this is going to be Nigga, if the Lakers won, Damo, if we were the 70-win Lakers, bro, I'm not going to lie, y'all would have been voted for a fucking click or a low to replace me. I'd have been literally insufferable. Like, mom, and I know some of you guys think that now, but oh, my Lord, boy, you'd have packed me up. Because there ain't no way I'd have been sat here and talked about, I don't know, some AC Pelicans and be like, oh, yeah, Lakers are losing. Boy, Lakers in three. So there, yeah, and I think that's even come trickled down to the fandom, let alone the players. So I agree with you here, but I also think that to a degree you, but let alone Boston fans, y'all just always like, hey, y'all got to get more assertive.
Listen, I would have agreed with you wholeheartedly, and I just retweeted that. But after dealing with our own boogeyman, I promise you, this season, if we had 70 wins, and this Nuggets team was the eighth seed because of how the West was, I promise you, Sage, I'd have been up there like this.
No.
We good against 99% of the West because we match up with fucking Denver, and I'm shook. I'm scared. I'm nervous.
Hey, so, look. The one caveat that I will say is, I ain't going to lie, look, these Nugget niggas, but the thing that I can say, the difference between Boston, Miami, and Denver Lakers, the obvious one, Denver's just seen as better, marketed as better. Hell, watch them, they're better. The only thing is, for some reason, Nuggets fans, and God, I just want one win because I'm starting to hate Nuggets fans for this. They just act like a fucking victim, and then when they start beating us, they get all cocky and snarky, and then next season, they act like the fucking victim again. Dog, nobody thinks y'all are worse than us. Person, bro, not a single soul alive think you are genuinely worse than the Lakers. But these niggas sit there on Twitter like everyone thinks that they're like, no, nobody thinks this shit. Nobody, literally not one person that's genuinely put them on a lie detector test thinks the Nuggets are better than the Lakers. That's the difference. There's everyone thinks Boston is better than Miami, but then Boston just somehow loses. And that's what makes it a rivalry. The Lakers shit, it's kind of like dumb expected, but a bunch of biased niggas saying now the Lakers are going to win it.
Well, let's pivot to the Lakers because game two was Tuesday. It was after the pod, so we weren't able to properly recap that game. Just one hitter quarter takes from Sage and Dama. How do y'all feel about game two? After game two.
Oh, okay. I'll go first. There's a major reason why I not only want to go first, I need to go first. You know how y'all say Sage didn't watch the game? Sage didn't watch the game. Yo, Sage don't know ball. You know what? I took that seriously. And I actually listened to you. I didn't watch not one dribble a game two. And I'm at peace. I best mental health decision I have ever made. Didn't watch a dribble. All I know is the following. At some point in time, we were up 20. And Jamal Murray made a buzzer. That's it. Everything else, I don't know. I'm not going to say on God because I guess if there's a certain stat that may be back there, I know Jokic had a ton of boards. I know 80 was scoring. So maybe I guess a stat correctly. But I swear, I didn't watch this game. at all. You know what I did during the podcast on playback when we can watch the pod? Well, we can watch the games while podcasting. Again, it's free. What I was doing? I had the women's championship match on there. Then after that, whatever show airs after that shit, weren't watching it. It was just blocking the screen. You know what I'm watching now? When the Laker game turned on, the NFL draft. Shout out Caleb Williams. I'm not watching this shit. I'm done.
Well, Sage, you did have the Lakers winning this series. Has your pick changed after game two?
Fuck you.
Damo, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, unlike my compadre, I watched every dribble of that game, sadly. Demoralized.
Made some great clips. Made some great clips, huh?
Hey, I knew it was coming. Not worth it at all. Really wish I was on the opposite end of the spectrum. I'm trying to put into words how I feel. I've been mentally playing Jocelyn Flores by XXX in my head since that happened. Like
I've been
every
playing
moment,
Carry On, not Jocelyn. I've been playing Carry On.
Nah, I've just been in pain. Want to put 10 shots in my, and this is going on YouTube, so I can't finish it. But yeah, it's been a rough 48. But it's game day, so with every game day comes optimism. After game two, demotivated. I don't even have the words to say how bad I felt after watching the team go up 20. And Hambone proceed to put his hands in his pockets and not do anything. As Jokic, oh no, he did do something. He went small while Jokic went on a run.
He went small again.
He went small again. Yeah. He went small again. Sage, at the exact same moment again, this nigga went small. Niggas changed defensive assignments. Niggas stopped.
Went away from AD.
Chat saying Rui at center. No, Rui didn't play no center,
Rui at,
bro.
Rui was at center. Yeah. Rui's at nigga trying to tell me Jackson Hayes was in foul trouble. How you got four fouls in 5 minutes? He didn't. We watched the game. He wasn't in that much foul trouble. He probably had two fouls and then proceeded not to get back in at all, which him fouling is okay. We need that. It slows the game down. It's a big body. Please keep – regardless, he went small. And AD hoop Sage. I have not seen AD shoot like this since the bubble. AD was hitting jump shots he has not made since the fucking bubble. Turnaround jump shots, leaning jump shots.
Oh, yeah, he was on that shit.
He was
yeah.
in his bag. The one shot he took in the fourth was a leaning fucking fading jumper. Guess what it was? All net. Didn't shoot the rest of the game. The clip that I was talking about earlier, Sage. It's from that game, coming into the fourth quarter, coming out of a timeout. You see Darvin draw up a play. This nigga AD throws his towel down and just is like, yo. And that told me everything I needed to know about what's going on. At first, I was skeptical. I didn't know if it was Darvin Hamboning. I didn't know if it was LeBron trying to fucking chase this Jordan ghost and he's fucking up the title because he's trying to chase Jordan's ghost, so he's trying to dictate what goes on. I didn't know who was making the call to not give AD the ball. Now I know it's fucking Hambone. That nigga, I watched AD physically see his coach go away from him and proceed to check the fuck out mentally because he knew he wasn't getting the ball. He knew where we were going with the ball and he knew what was going on. I am so sick of this nigga, Darvin Ham. I don't care. I am back on my old bullshit. Somebody give me whoever's number, give me the Pentagon, give me SEAL Team 6, the Navy SEALs, somebody call the local National Guard. There is a terrorist in Los Angeles, and he shows up at Laker games, and he's on the sidelines. He can be identified by a big-ass lump in his hands in his pockets. Snipe him! Delete this man, please!
His hands were in his pockets again?
Oh my god, I hate this nigga so
I think
much.
He knows about the meme. But yeah, speaking about Anthony Davis and Darvin Ham, Darvin Ham had this to say.
All right, playback. You turn stage volume up, gang.
I mean, I just think sometimes the plays don't turn out the way you think they should.
Oh shit. Never mind. My fault. There was something on my screen. There's nothing to do with y'all.
I mean, I just think sometimes the plays don't turn out the way.
Oh, well, now that has something directly to do with y'all.
The frustration sets in a little bit, but I don't think this was not being
ordered. Damn!
Oh my God, bro. No, it's not even you, bro. No, these motherfuckers just stop whispering. Fuck. All right, now I'll read it. Oh my God. Darvin Ham said he took. Nah. It's cooked, bro. It's cooked, bro. Hey, listen, man. Stick to basketball, bro. It's cool, bro. They love basketball. All right, Darvin Ham said he took Anthony Davis's comments after game two that the Lakers have stretches when we don't know what we're doing, which is what AD said, as frustration, and he'll agree to disagree with AD. Ham said the Lakers coaching staff prides itself on being organized. Damo, do you call cap, or do you think, you know, AD's onto something?
This nigga know he's fired, and again, I'm going to speak when you call Damo's name. Damo, go ahead, but this nigga knows he's fired, bro.
Nigga is a liar. He's a liar. He's a liar. He's a thief. He's a fucking fraud. He's a scammer. He's a hammer. He's a fucking ham bone. I hate this nigga, bro. I hate. No, like, Souls, you were trying to relate. Oh, man, Joe Mazzulla, this nigga's the East Darvin. He's not. He's not, bro. Bro, this nigga is the male Leslie Knope, Souls. He genuinely does the wrong thing, bro. Like, hands down, whatever decision should be made, he makes the opposite. Get that low tweet out of here. Get that low tweet out, because I hate seeing niggas troll. I hate seeing niggas who claim to be Laker fans trolling about this shit, because I'm serious. I am fuming because I want my team to win. I'm sick of these bullshit-ass nobody franchises when Swiper gets the pull his fucking titties out and dance all over the place because the Nuggets are winning. And I got to sit here and bear witness to my coach terrorize my organization. This shit is whack. And these niggas out here trying to get these fucking clips and memes to get their dollars off. You niggas are not fans for real. You niggas are frauds.
I think the shit that's depressing. And again, I'm only be able to talk sane because I didn't see this game. And I'm happy I didn't. I might watch game three if I'm bored and drunk and hungry and tired. All of these things need to be required. I say this to say, I think unironically, even a diehard Nuggets fan can admit, especially considering that it was a literal buzzer beater, dog, if we didn't have Darvin Ham, it's much more comp. Because when you watch the, I believe, 11 games, I said 8 earlier today, I think it's like 11 to 12-ish games where they've beaten us. Majority of those games, the Lakers are either A, in the lead, B, come back from a lead, but then they always C, fuck it up. And 90% of the fuck up is an adjustment that is made out of nowhere. I think even the most core Nuggets fans could admit, while little bro, you're never going to beat us. They're going to say that. Fine. I think they would 100% agree. Oh, y'all be comp if y'all had a good coach. I think they would say that wholeheartedly. Hell, I'll go a step further. If you think the Nuggets thing is a little too much for you, Sage, you'll never beat them. Black cat of the franchise. What Damo been saying? The whatever murderer. Fine. The Lakers ain't a damn 17. We ain't playing these niggas. How about that? We're not even playing them with a better coach. And before y'all pull the good old,
oh, Lakers fans always want their coach fired.
Who? Oh, shit. What? Who? Wrong pod, buddy. Wrong pod. Hey, I'm an ignorant Lakers fan. I'm more ignorant than you, guaranteed. Damo, did I ever say I want Frank Vogel fired? I don't think I did.
Y'all go back to the pods.
Have I ever said I want Frank Vogel fired? Nope. In fact, when you niggas said, yo, Sage, Vogel sucks, me, what the fuck are you talking about? When you niggas said, yo, 2021 Lakers got better, fuck are you talking about? In 2022, yo, we got better. What the fuck are you talking about? And why are y'all blaming Frank Vogel? I thought it was always dumb, the bullshit that he dealt with. And I'm definitely, definitely, definitely feeling that way right now.
Well, Damo, before we move forward, I'll ask you the same question I asked Sage. Do you still have the Lakers winning this series?
What did I say in the beginning? Lakers in what, Souls?
6.
You can do math. You got a degree. What that mean? How many games we got to lose?
2.
Hey, we on track.
I like it. Staying in our business, man. I like it, man. You know, I think that's a, you know, we're still in round one. We're still in the first 2 games, man. When someone tells you something in 6, that means there's losses involved. You expect the losses in there. You know what I'm saying? Something in 7, that means there's 3 losses in the series somewhere. Even 5. There's one loss in there. But now we got to overreact after 1. This is crazy, man. Mm-mm. This is crazy.
But, I'm gonna be watching a draft. MHJ to the Cardinals. That's what's up, man.
Yeah, I just want to say, as we just proceed to go to whatever topic, Orlando is whooping they ass. It is 104 to
60. Oh my god.
Oh yeah, yeah. I was gonna say that after I talked about the draft a little bit more because I'm waiting on the Steelers pick. But yeah, one, Caleb Williams, two, MHJ. Those are very high picks. Three, chat. It's not Photoshop. It's no error. No, they were getting their ass beat like 59 to like 80. It was insane how badly the Magic are winning. And there was a reason we was in the barbershop today talking about the shit. When niggas making their parlays, niggas like Cavs the underdog, Cavs the underdog. And these niggas, hey, I ain't gonna lie, as disrespectful the internet is, the barbershop, they fuck with me. They be like, yo, Sage, why the fuck Cavs underdog? Them niggas dysfunctional. Why? Bruh, shit just happens. I literally told him, bro, I ain't gonna lie, Magic might cook tonight because shit just happens in Cleveland, bro. And this is one of the moments, man.
Speaking of Frank Vogel, let's go ahead and move on to the Phoenix Suns.
A pack that is not talked about enough. And can I just say, look, dog, if you're a Souls and Sage supporter, I fuck with you, obviously, because you fuck with Souls and Sage. Or is it just Souls, nigga? Because I ain't going to lie. The fact that you niggas think I wasn't a Jaden McDaniels fan
may be the
most infuriating shit I've dealt with in a long time. The amount of times that playback chat has made fun of me on my man Jaden McDaniels quote. Dog, what? The nigga, 2 years ago, I said he was a 75 overall. For context, 2 years ago, me and Souls had a memes video, and some person said that Jaden McDaniels was basically the perfect player across the board. It was a joke. Nigga, me and Souls talking about he's 75 overall. I identify that he's a 6'10 guy. I think the defensive clip got cut out because it was pretty boring and irrelevant. But for the most part, niggas sitting there saying, oh, you never like J-Mac. You never were a J-Mac fan. I'm like, nigga, there's endless pods. Anytime I'm talking about the Timberwolves, I talk about how I like Jaden McDaniels. Nigga, they're shorts on Keep It A Buck. I think they're shorts on Soul Sage. But I talk about how I like Jaden McDaniels. But most importantly, nigga, 2 years ago, he was a 75. What the fuck? 2 years ago, Jaden McDaniels wasn't the defender he is, the shooter he is, the on or off ball player. He's just not even close to the player he is today, dog. What the? 2 years ago, Curry raising the chip, nigga. What? What are we doing, bro?
Yeah, no, I seen the footage. I'm like, damn.
My God.
Two apartments ago, bro? Like
yeah, I don't know why he flexed. Side note, crazy flex.
Is that a
crazy
flex? I'm just saying it was two places ago. That's what the fuck? I move a lot.
Sage, all I seen my notification say is this nigga Bezos. Yo, footage from two apartments ago is crazy.
How is that flex?
Who is he flexing on like this? I'm like, who is he flexing on so bad? Oh my God.
How is that a flex if you move a lot? What the fuck? It's two moves ago.
Nah, because the way you phrased it, gang, I ain't that damn dumb. You ain't not going to treat me like I'm some kind of sample. You dog, you said 2 years ago. You said two apartments ago. That's crazy. That's insane. Like, you just got it. You can just move anytime you want. All right.
Oh my God.
Big buck Benji type
but,
shit.
But no, bro. If I have to dumb it the fuck down, no, I'm not just hopping on a Jaden McDaniels bandwagon off of last night, dog. Jaden McDaniels has genuinely been my favorite role player for like the past 8 months. What are we doing? Ever since last season when I thought that he'd be a good shooter, he had a somewhat down season from shooting, but I think his anomaly season from three is going to be a normal-ish season more than it's going to remain an anomaly long term. I've been fucking with bro, but y'all niggas gatekeepy as fuck because y'all weird and stupid.
So for those who don't know, for those who have been keeping up, the Phoenix Suns are down 0-2 against the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Timberwolves defended home court. We have, I don't know if it's tonight, but yeah, Phoenix is going back to Phoenix, down 0-2. And this is what Devin Booker had to say after. Don't count us out. It's a series for a reason. I don't think any road team has won so far. I know that doesn't have anything to do with us, but it's just the situation that it is. Is that Cope?
It's no. Not.
Cope. No. Not at all.
Yeah. Go ahead, Damo. I spoke first a lot.
I'm going to just say no for the simple fact of, I mean, what the fuck is he supposed to say? Oh, my God. Be worried about us. I'm scared. I'm terrified. I don't know what's going on. Like, no, the nigga is confident in his abilities. He knows he hasn't had the best first two games. He feels, nigga, once I pop off, we're going to win. That's what he should say. Now, is that the truth or not? Is a different, whole different situation. because it's not true. That nigga is in Alcatraz right now. He's the only nigga there because Jalen McDaniels is on him like white on rice. That shit is crazy. And then for Jalen McDaniels, I just want to give my little 2 cents of praise real quick and say, you got it. For J-Mac to take on the responsibility of shutting down their best player and also on the offensive end be dared to do anything on offense and not only be competent, but to lead the team in scoring to when Ant is having a bad offensive night, you step up and you're the numero uno on offense is insane. Insane work. Shout out J-Mac. Shout out T-Wolves. I had the T-Wolves winning this series. A lot of niggas told me I was bugging. How would they win? Their offense is bad. Who gives a fuck about offense if you're stopping their offense from doing anything? We can do whatever the fuck we want. That nigga Ant literally pulled a Jamal Murray, and they won. Because why? Shutting everything the fuck down. Everything locked up.
Literally, in our predictions video, I picked the Timberwolves, and the main pushback, I think it got cut out, granted, but the main pushback was the Suns always sweep the Timberwolves. The Suns beat the shit out of them. And I was like, yeah, Chad, I hear you. But I don't know, man. I think Jaden McDaniels can guard KD. Now, what's happening is he's guarding Devin Booker, and that's perfectly fine. But, yeah, this Timberwolves team, as Damo mentioned, can just guard the Suns. The Suns can't really guard them. They can only dare the Timberwolves to do things. They can only dare the Timberwolves to have Rudy Gobert, even from a defensive scheming, to bring him outside of the paint. They can only dare Jaden McDaniels to put the ball in the basket. They can only dare Mike Conley to do certain things at higher volume, but they're not going to they're not really doing anything to beat the Timberwolves outside of putting the ball in the basket because I'm Kevin Durant, LOL. I'm Devin Booker, LOL. And when that doesn't work, what do you do? For context on Damo talking about Devin Booker in jail right now, Devin Booker had 18 points the first game. I don't need to talk about it, but if you need the efficiency, 5 of 16. Yeah, it wasn't there, buddy. I don't know what to tell you. And then 20.6 turnovers the following game, 6 of 13. Efficiency is a little bit better. He only made 3 threes this series, and he shot the ball from there 12 times. It's just not fun out there for Devin Booker right now. So back to the main topic, do I think that Devin Booker is like being a loser, a crybaby or whatever? Do I think he's justified? Yeah, like what the fuck else is he supposed to say? He's playing bad right now. He's playing bad. He's finally getting a home game. Duh. Yeah. He's going to say, don't count us out. Don't think I'm going to continue shooting like that. These NBA players should bet on themselves. However, do I think that that's reality? Maybe Devin Booker individually plays better, but I then think, am I going to assume that Bradley Beal steps up, that Kevin Durant does more, that Nurkic just starts raining shit from three, as I said, is going to be the main reason they won't beat them because they don't have a five that's like, fuck it, Gobert. You're going to have to come out here. I don't think any of these things are going to happen. I think the Timberwolves are going to win, maybe even sooner than I thought. But I'm gonna still hang on to Timberwolves in six.
So what's the chances? I understand Sage just said in six. What are the chances of the Timberwolves sweeping this? Give me a percentage.
Oh, I ain't gonna lie. I mean, obviously it's Mickey because if they win game three, then no shit. But I'd put it up to 40. I'd put it up to 40. I'd be damn shocked if the Suns didn't get it, but I really think so far the Suns haven't shown me any counter that they have for the Timberwolves. All they're doing is daring the Timberwolves to be worse talents, which is their whole, in hindsight, makeup of their roster. But all they're daring the Timberwolves to do is just to be worse than them. They're not forcing them to do anything. They're not forcing a specific adjustment or anything like that, unless you count Jaden McDaniels shooting open shots and getting opportunities and adjustment, then go for it. But they're not daring. They're not forcing the Timberwolves to do anything. They're just daring them to, you know, miss shots, to have to play defense. I'm not saying that the right way, but they're not doing anything. So 40%.
I say 50. Just keep it short and sweet. 50% shot. With the way that they're defending at this level, it's just not looking like a situation where, oh, the Suns just got to get their shots to fall and they're going to win this. They are forcing the Suns in bad situations, bad shots, preventing shots. They're putting a defensive masterclass up on the Suns. It's a good chance they could get swept.
Well, apparently the 50% what's really stopping this team from getting swept is one Bol Bol. According to Gilbert Arenas. Sage, please bring up the tweet in question. Hopefully this is good audio for once. Fuck.
I gotta say, hopeful to fuck God. Am I right, ladies and gentlemen? And also ended my draft, so we'll see.
Right now, with the talent
Shit, okay, it is louder. Hold on, this is just on my end. I had it all the way up. Oh, fuck.
right now with the talent that's on the floor, and you look at this bench, there's only one guy who can actually change the outcome of this series, and that is Bobo.
Mm-hmm.
Because his skill level, his skill level is unmatched. Right now, with the...
Now, let's just address the elephant in the room before Damo has his victory lap and standing. I know chat's going to do it, so I'll address it. The gotcha card. Ain't get this you? You saying this, Gil? Are you Mr. He lazy, Mr. He not, all that other shit? That's you, Gilbert?
Oh, yeah, he was that dude.
Yeah, that's Gilbert Arenas. That's interesting that you're now calling on Bobo. Maybe the internet got to him. But, hey, again, I'm casual part 580. Congratulations on making the 580s. I said that the reason I think the Suns are going to lose because they can't stretch the floor. Damo jokingly said, but he probably dead ass a little bit. Yeah, but if they play Bobo, they fine. Now, do I think that it would work? No, I think Bobo's game lacks in other areas. But, hey, man, I'll try.
Damo, is Bobo the X factor? Type shit.
Hold on, man. I don't understand because I really been preaching this for so long. I just need y'all to...
I told you!
We can barely hear it anyway.
There's only one man for the job! And his name...
Don't worry about it. Doom.
It's Bobo!
And the sweet victory!
If anyone can do this, Bobo can do this. Come on, man. Goddamn right, Gillis. I don't even know if you're at what you asked me, honestly. I checked the fuck out when Gil stole my take because them niggas be listening for real. I've been telling niggas, give Bobo 15 solid minutes. He can make a difference. There's no way you're telling me a 7-2 nigga with guard-like mobility with the rock. Move the ball on the string like a 3. Got a handle like a 2.
Ball on a string.
Lay it up like a 1. Come on,
that
man.
Young player sometimes pisses me the hell off, bro. I swear to God. You make this nigga sound like a goddamn all-star, bro. Oh,
hey, and if he got significant minutes, he would be. I'm telling you.
And this is
crushed old ball.
No. Auto pivot. God damn it. I'm throwing my weight around for once. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going with my second hot take, dog. Hot take of the fucking month, year, whatever. Yo, every young player ain't going to be him, bro. Holy fuck. I'm tired of this shit with Damo. And to a more specific degree, there's some bastard on Souls and Sage Souls where we, right, you know how we said the Cavs young core like a C+, B- type shit?
Yep.
Some motherfuckers say, how dare you not think they're going to be great? Nigga, they ain't going to work. I don't care that they're 27 and under. Dog, no. I'm tired of you motherfuckers thinking because we got like 5 under 24-year-olds. We just drafted for the last 3 years. We're going to cook. No, you're not. Reality is you're not, dog. And don't quiz me talking about, well, name the course that don't work. Nigga, we don't remember the course that don't work. It happens that damn much. The fuck up, idiot.
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
Bowley.
Bobo is the CJ McCollum of Wimby's. Give him a shot!
Bobo is the CJ McCollum of Wimby's! That's all I'm saying!
Let's reel it back. Jesus Christ. All right. Let me just say this, man. The Phoenix Suns are the biggest I told you so for any NBA analyst this season. Yeah. Like any doubt that you had with the Phoenix Suns, any weakness that you had from a playmaking standpoint, because I'm looking at it right now. I understand assists is not a perfect metric. They are the third least amount of assists per game out of all the playoff teams. You can just see it on the court. D-Book is not built to be that point guard that he was supposed to be. Bradley Beal, asking him to be the point guard is a crazy concept. He's trying his best, but he's just not built for that. You know what I'm saying? We're at a point, you know, people had concerns about their depth. Yeah, we are at a point where Bobo is the savior of their season. So there you go on that. The Phoenix Suns, listen, Y'all are cooked. I don't know what to tell you. I got the Timberwolves in five at this point, dog.
Yeah. I'm honestly just making a Naruto believe it pick that Kevin Durant and Bol, and not Bol Bol. God damn it, Devin Booker get a game or two. Reality matchup wise, the Timberwolves should actually pack them up.
Yeah. Moving on. Let's get our Caitlin Clark clip of the week. All right.
I know some of y'all here. Pissed.
I like the Caitlin Clark clip for the week.
I know some of y'all is heated.
All right, man. Ice Cube's Big Three League reportedly offered Caitlin Clark over $15 million. The original report was $5 million, I believe. Now it's $15 million with a salary team ownership, merchandise profits, and a documentary stake per TMZ Sports and OutKick. The deal came with a $10 million salary for over 2 years, a percentage of team ownership, half of merch revenue, and a stake in a Big Three doc with a seven-figure advance, totaling a minimum. So this is a minimum of $15 million. Do y'all think there is a line where Caitlin Clark is like fucking up for passing up the bag? And is this the line?
You said she said no to this?
I'm assuming so.
I don't think
she cares about playing in the Big Three. I don't know.
I mean, you got to see when the season's aligned. I don't know if the Big Three is happening during the WNBA season. I'm not sure if it does, if it doesn't. But no one's saying she can't do both. Plenty of WNBA players play pro ball overseas and shit like that. So that's a norm. So she could, theoretically, she could do it if it's possible. But no, at the end of the day, she's going to make money. Shoe deals, branding, all that other extra shit that she has going on for herself already, she's going to make the money regardless. At the end of the day, when you're already making life-changing money, it's about your life and your happiness, about how much life-changing money you want or what you're willing to do for more life-changing money. It's your life at the end of the day, your happiness. If you just want to ball in the WNBA, if that's been your goal since you was a little girl, and now you're getting that chance, and you're about to be one of the top one, honestly, top 0.1% of WNBA players, you really don't need to play in a Big Three for real.
Yeah, I think Caitlin Clark, she's definitely positioned herself to already make a shit ton of money without the Big Three. I think she just got a Nike deal for 8 years, $28 million. That alone is like, oh my God. Imagine if we got $28 million for 8 years. Guaranteed. Jeez. You know, she's going to get a WNBA salary. I understand it's $70,000, but oh my goodness, relax. So she's making money. And I do think the amount of money she is, on top of other brand deals as well, I highly doubt that she's just going to max out with the Nike brand deal and her WNBA salary. I do think it's just, with the amount of money she's already projected to make, she can afford to pass up on $15 million. This is not, you're making a mistake passing up on $100 million, $120 million. She can live the life that she wants with the money she is already projected to make. And on top of that, I really do think her impact on women's basketball is going to be diminished if she does go to the Big Three and play with men. I'm going to just keep it a stack. It is going to introduce a lot of toxic conversations that will discredit women's basketball that just did not need to be there. I feel like Omar would agree with me on this if he was here, because I understand, like, this is his thing. Not all money's good money. And she does not need this money. So...
You know what? In spirit of old block, I'll just say this, man. Caitlin Clark, man, if we have conversations consistently for like three pods straight now about how she's more impactful than any prospect since LeBron James, the idea that she's making a mistake by turning down money is kind of asinine. but just simple, like, I think this is my sixth time this pod saying it, but fuck it, right? Keep it simple, stupid. How the fuck is Caitlin Clark losing an opportunity or anything? Like, dog, she's Caitlin Clark. I think she's perfectly fine. The only thing, I guess, to be a little odd, even myself, is like, damn, man, can Reese get 10? can Reese get 5 or something like that? You feel me? Like, I do think of things like that. I'll confess that I thought that. But it is what it is. But in terms of Caitlin Clark that potentially declining the Big Three, whether she's accepted or declined, nigga, fuck the Big Three. Nigga, it's just Big Me. Nigga, like, I don't care. go, Caitlin, you do what you want to do. But most importantly, if her whole mission is to go to the WNBA, bust ass, and put on women's basketball, let her do that, bro. Let her do that.
I think it is very similar to the conversations when Kick was throwing those big Twitch deals. Not Twitch deals. When Kick was throwing out those big bags to Twitch streamers. And we were sitting here like, oh, my God. How the fuck can you pass up on $50 million? Like, that's crazy. When you have to realize, to be in the position to receive a $50 million deal, you already have to make millions, right? And for a Kaisenat to already make the amount of money he's making on Twitch, if that is just where he's comfortable at, and he's obviously making enough money to live the lifestyle that he wants, what is the incentive for him to switch? At that point, not really anything, especially for him in terms of, you know, becoming the biggest streamer possible. If you're going to a smaller platform, you can only be smaller. Pause. You know?
It's just unfortunate with the whole WNBA becoming a somewhat mainstream thing over time that people are getting aware of the finances of struggles and even potential benefits of it. And as a result, we just have people talking out their ass.
But is the big three profiting?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, me and Souls, her warning on the Future Souls Stage video, we got our shit off on that one. It probably getting edited out, but yeah, the more we think on it, yeah, that's probably the dumbest pushback in community history. Just from a literal standpoint, yeah, that was an awful comment, awful era. Hey, man, if the Celtics are technically making negative 100 mil, should just sell the team. man, it just, God, but how do you play the employees, these max...
Hey, man. All right. So this came out today. This came out today, a trailer. Now, this might not take the this might not make the cut, YouTube people, for copyright reasons. So I am sorry that only audio and the members can get this. But Sage, I'm gonna toss you the link. Apparently the not apparently, but there is a new docuseries, reenactment type thing coming out about the whole Donald Sterling era for the Clippers. We're going to play the trailer for y'all. I'm not going to lie. It looks... I'm going to watch this.
If you wanted to, in case he introduces it like that on playback on the stream, regardless, I'll say it like this. If you wanted to see the clip, hey, man, join playback again. It's free! We're not even hiding it. I'm pretty sure this would just get the whole pod blocked.
Let's hear it for the fabulous Clippers. The new coach,
Doc Rivers.
That's Doc.
The Clippers have never won a championship, ever.
We are going to win this year, and it will change your life.
Look at you. Is that Havarti?
Mm. Are you trading DeAndre Jordan?
Excuse me? This is my assistant, Phoebe.
I'm Mr. Sterling's right-hand arm. We have a Ferrari. Oh, hi, Mrs. Sterling.
I love my calendar girl.
It's the rise of the takers. I hired somebody to follow the money. She's suing me.
I need to show them that I have the power.
Are you stupid or something?
Don't bring black people to my games. Having fun?
I know we are.
What's your wingspan?
Everybody up. We have to protect the players.
The season ticket holders are used to a certain amount of access.
I'm used to a certain amount of people acting freaking normal.
Tape recording of you and me. It's out.
Tell me what's on the tape.
Certain statements about...
What in the...
That can't be true.
You think I'm a racist?
No.
Dude is literally saying that I'm a piece of property.
I'm your owner. You're not my owner.
Every second counts.
Players love me.
We literally hate you.
My kids go ask me why I'm playing for a man who's saying all those disgusting things behind my back.
Our whole world is burning down. Or what? I'm lining myself up to run the Clippers organization. Are we bad people?
Doesn't matter.
Clipped on FX.
You can follow me back.
On June 4th, only on Hulu.
Yo, this your players love me. We hate you. Yo, I ain't gonna lie, bro. Only problem is I can't watch it. I'm not. Clippers ain't never my protagonist. Fuck them. But
Dama, what's the face food for?
I just niggas get winning time, like cool little show. And this is what y'all come up with. This is their rebuttal. Niggas want to be us so bad. Like, god damn. Like, have an original thought for once. Like, niggas had winning time, a crazy owner, you know, crazy sporadic team star players. Nigga, that shit was like 10, like the shit we're talking, it's like 10 years ago, my nigga. I remember what Chris Paul looked like. He's still in the league. I don't like this at all. This is not, it's not been enough time, my nigga. Like,
do you like the casting? Do you like the casting?
I don't like none of the casting. That nigga's voice is not raspy enough to be Doc Rivers. Is that Lawrence Fishburne? I don't think Lawrence Fishburne is a good Doc Rivers. I don't know who the fuck that Chris Paul was. I don't know who the fuck that, I don't know who any of these niggas supposed to be.
That was Cliff Paul, bro.
Was that supposed to be DeAndre Jordan talking about we hate you? Who was that? Which one? Which
I don't player? I don't know, bro. That might have been Luka Bamute, dog.
That was Austin Rivers the whole time. Like, I don't fucking know who that's supposed to be. Like, what? This is crazy.
Are you gonna watch it?
No, nigga, I'm gonna watch the new rock stars breakdown.
The new rock stars breakdown of Cliff.
I'll watch the breakdown, but I'm not watching that shit, man. Nah, I ain't gonna lie. No. I'll troll aside. It did look interesting. I'm gonna have to. I'll tune into a couple episodes.
When did the whole Donald Sterling thing happen? 2013, 14?
Like 10 years ago, yeah.
I feel like I was too young to really get a grasp of what the fuck was going on for real. So it's going to be an interesting watch for me. Like, I understand the whole premise of it. They had a racist owner, but just hearing the details, because I wasn't really paying attention for real on what was going on. That's definitely going to be interesting to me. Assuming everything is as accurate as it can be. Now, if they're just lying in the shit, that'd be crazy.
I genuinely remember. I was 17 at the time. I remember very vividly the landscape of what was going on with Donald Sterling. And my dad was real like adamant on me paying attention to it because of how serious it was. Because that was a serious thing. Like, that's something serious. And for him to get caught, I'll be bringing them blackies, bringing them darkies to my games. What? Like, that was insane. That shit was insane. I remember hearing that shit for the first time. Like, that shit was insane. So it has to be like I'm saying, that's why I'm like, it has to be accurate because that was too recent. That's too recent of a thing. That was like the marathon bombing movie that came out about Boston. When they dropped the movie, I was like, what the f-? That shit happened this summer. Nigga, it's fall. What the fuck? Y'all got a movie already? Damn. Like, that shit genuinely happened. Winning Time was in the 80s. Like, a lot of time has passed. The castings make sense. That shit happened 10 years ago. The niggas that are playing Chris Paul looked that exact same way 10 years ago. I don't know if this is a good idea at all.
My thing is, who asked for this? This specific story? Like, who?
Steve Ballmer.
Steve? No, it's part of the rollout for the new Intuit Arena. Bet you got a theater in the arena if you want to watch this show right here. And then right after catch a Clipper game. I'm about to be fucking nasty with it, dog. Dom, you got any last minute topics to bring up?
I want to cook this nigga Uriah. That's all I want to do. I don't know if that's going to be on YouTube time or in OT for playback. But regardless, that's all I want to do.
All right, but well, we are about to close the pod here, Sage. Hopefully, Sage comes back before the pod ends. Exactly. It'd be crazy if we just it's over. But ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of Let's Keep It a Buck, episode 132, I believe. I don't know. Yes, sir. For the playback people, do not leave. For the YouTube and audio people, this is the end of the podcast. Hopefully, if everything goes well, a majority of the podcast should be unedited. There shouldn't be that much of a difference. All right, this is the end. We are going to be hosting. Essentially, we're just going to be streaming on playback. We're going to bring motherfuckers up. We're going to watch the rest of these games. If we want to talk about non-basketball shit, we can do that as well.
We're about to talk about the draft. That's literally what we're about to do. We're about to talk about the draft. The draft and me cooking Uriah. That's it.
Yeah. And again, before we just go, I really hope these changes does satisfy our core audience because, again, I don't ever want to make y'all feel like we don't care about y'all because obviously we would not be here without y'all. So definitely appreciate that support. Before we head up out of here, Damo, say goodbye to the people.
Again? It's like, not hard.
Now, we're just, quick goodbyes. Damo, say goodbye to the people.
All right, Chaz, be your mom for your midnight snack, and we will be back next time you see us on playback, because we're on this bitch. It's the fucking playoffs. We're here every day streaming something. Get on playback now. Go to playback. Convert. Convert. One of us. One of us. Type shit.
Say goodbye to the people.
All right, people. Hey, if you guys want more podcasts, not really streams, then follow TSO Sage on YouTube and or Twitch. We're trying to hit 100K over there. Trying to hit 20K on Twitch as well. We're going crazy over there. On the podcast, if you want more LKIB Sage, Souls, Damo, and or Omar, hey man, just follow, download and follow us on Playback, where millionth time, it's free. It's just your choice, buddy. Become a member still. Members, we appreciate all the new members. We're expecting even more members. There's going to be hella content there. I'm personally making a mission to get you guys a lot of content. Hell, you think after this draft, I'm not going to low-key accidentally punt the shit out that Steelers rebuild and get the players we drafted? Are you crazy, bro? So we're definitely going to have fun over there. Membership content as well. I watched the 20 versus 1 shit, Damo. I ain't going to lie. It's not that bad. I've seen the shit. I recorded it for them. It's not that bad, bro. But
the
take care. Stay blessed.
Or the
Yeah, the balloon shit. Not the take care. Stay blessed. I don't know if I'm gonna watch the Laker game. You would know if you download a playback though.
Yep, and we'll be on playback after this. I might multi stream again. Yo, the multi streams on my shit. It's been fun, man. It's been fun having two perspectives. It's been fun.
Nigga, but with that being said, 600 views.
Relax. I'm trying to see the advert. All right, we're out of here, man. Peace. All right, ending.